This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics.
Hello.
Happy 2026. Happy New Year, Steve, Miggs, and Danny.
Our key cards worked.
I was honestly so concerned I wasn't even going to remember what I do for work after a couple weeks off.
I woke up this morning. I'm like, I don't even know what I usually do. My routine has just been so weird for the last couple of weeks because it's just been non-existent.
Yeah, for real. But yeah. We're back. We're going to do our best to get back into the swing of things. But
so glad we're back.
So much to catch up on.
Yep.
And I just can't believe that a new year is already here.
I know.
Did you make a resolution?
Kinda. Yeah, I'm gonna see how it goes.
What is it? Can you talk about it?
Well, I mean, I have my every year resolution of I need to not wear as much black as possible. But what am I doing first thing this morning? I'm wearing all black.
Even your shoes are black.
Yeah, like, I know. That's usually my goal. Is like I need to dress a little more colorful, and that never happens. I already failed that one. The other one is I need to stop eating my kids' leftovers at night. Like, I need to stop eating everyone else's food when dinner's done and no one's finished their meal.
Why?
Because I look... Because I stepped on the scale this morning, Danny.
Why would you do that?
Because I needed that. I needed that punch in the face to say, Steve, get your ass together.
Oh, my God.
Stop eating your daughter's leftovers.
Well, maybe tomorrow you'll wear yellow and not eat the... What do they call those things? The little... What are the plant-based dino nuggets?
I think they're just called dino nuggets.
Just the plant-based dino nuggets.
And then nice. It says plant-based underneath it. They really don't have like a sexy name.
Well, good luck with all those resolutions over there.
The meatless dino nuggets.
Yeah.
What's your resolution?
Get my ass in shape, boys.
I think that's everybody.
This is my year. Yeah. It really is. I actually went to the gym before the new year.
Ooh.
I was like, you know, I don't need to wait until January. I'll just do it in December. So nice. I'm gonna try to keep with it.
That's good. You've been listening to a lot of Instagram influencers who tell you not to wait till the first and just like just do it when you're ready.
I was so ready last year. All right, let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And shockingly, today is National Weigh-In Day. So
I don't want to.
I know you don't want to, but you need to start somewhere.
I have that baseline.
It's okay. It's okay if you're not where you want to be, but at least
now.
It's you and me both. But at least it gives you that motivation to get where you want to be.
Let's go, people.
Oddly enough, it's also National Thank God It's Monday. And at first, when I saw it, I'm like, go F yourself. But then I realized it is kind of, I'm excited to be back. I think a lot of people are probably excited just to kind of get back to their routine and do what they usually do as opposed to, I mean, look, I'm not complaining about vacation, but
oh yeah,
it is nice to see you guys. And it's also nice to see you guys after the Seahawks clinch the NFC. First, number one seed. They're the NFC West champs. It's pretty freaking awesome. Well, are they the champs? I guess they won the NFC West.
Yes.
I guess the NFC West champs.
Yes, we're the division champs.
Yeah, but we're not yet the conference champs.
Correct.
But whatever. But anyways, pretty fired up about the team. You know who's also fired up about the team? And I think if you listen to this, you're ready to run through a wall, maybe even crush your New Year's resolutions. Mm. That's Coach Mike McDonald in the locker room. Did you see the video of this?
No.
I swear, like, when you watch it, it feels like you're watching a scene from a movie. I love this freaking guy. And, man, it just gets you hyped up for the playoffs.
Feels good to put this hat on, doesn't it? I'll tell you what, man. You guys earned this, okay? You freaking earned this. So we're going to enjoy the hell out of this win. Yeah! Listen, everybody is getting a game ball, okay? Everybody. Staff included. Staff, coaches, okay? Man, we have work to do, okay? We are not done. We have got, man, we have gotten here through our mentality of every freaking day. You have done it over and over and over again. So that's what it's going to take next week, okay? We'll talk about it. There'll be time to talk about it. Right now, it's time to freaking celebrate. Yeah! Sam Darnold.
Hey, bring it in. Bring it in.
Bring your mom on three. One, two, three.
Oh! Pretty awesome.
Let's
Seahawks
go.
Beat the 49ers 13-3. Even though, I mean, that score was just... It doesn't seem like it was a beatdown, but I mean, besides the score, just like the Seahawks dominated everything.
Oh, yeah.
And exciting news, they just signed an extension with left tackle Charles Cross, $104.4 million extension, a massive guarantee as well included in that, the biggest non-quarterback contract in team history, so they're locking him in.
Pay that man.
I'm sure we'll talk more about all of this with Mitch Levy, the host of Mitch Unfiltered at 7:20 this morning.
Also, big congratulations to the Las Vegas Raiders, who have locked up the number one overall pick in the 2026 NFL Draft. Probably going to get themselves a new quarterback.
And a coach, maybe.
A brutal 3-14 on the season. And yes, the Raiders are expected to part ways with our dear friend Pete Carroll.
I owe one of my Raiders fans' friends an apology, because at the beginning of the year, he's bitching and moaning about Pete Carroll and Geno Smith and all this. And I'm like, look, man, I know you don't think they're going to be great, but Pete changed the culture in Seattle. I bet he'll do it in Oakland or in Las Vegas as well. And Geno, I think you're giving him, you know, he's going to prove you wrong.
Just hyping him up.
I was so wrong on every aspect of that. He was 1,000% right. This team was just a giant, colossal mess.
Ouch.
I forgot that, Mike, it's not just a quarterback and a coach. You have to have an entire decent team, and they do not have an entire decent team, nor a decent quarterback as well. But anyways, let's move on. As far as Kraken during Calgary tonight, dude, while we were off, the Kraken decided that they know how to play hockey again. 13 points in the last 7 games, 6-0-1, one of the best streaks, and the longest streak in the season for them.
Yes.
They're just playing fantastic.
Maybe this is our year.
Well, let's hope, man. I mean, we had the Mariners, now we have the Seahawks. I'd be okay with a good Seattle Kraken run as well.
Yes.
43 degrees is going to be our high today. It's going to rain. That's the DMD, and that is what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have live night on the calendar, Rockaholics, and it is happening at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel on Friday, February 13th. Ooh. Friday the 13th? What could possibly go wrong when we do everything live in front of a crowd? Live night presented by Pinky's Plumbing is on sale now. Grab your tickets before they are gone over at KISW.com.
Bro, I really don't care.
We are so back, baby, and we hope that everybody had a wonderful holiday.
It was a great time.
We're still kind of in recovery mode. I think a lot of people are, but I mean, I'm very curious to know how you guys spent your holiday, and maybe if you would, Steve,
okay,
try your best to describe your Christmas in one sentence.
In one sentence.
Only one sentence.
Ooh. I've got two sentences. I got to pick one.
You can just put like a comma and.
Well, my first part was thinking I only made one kid cry.
That's impressive.
Yes.
Was it your own?
No, thankfully it wasn't. Because, you know, I played the part of Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. It's a tradition, which is really cool. But usually one kid ends up crying. It's always the youngest. And it was young Asher.
Aww.
I'm so sorry. Started bawling on my lap. And I'm just like, now got in a point in my life where I'm more comfortable being around children who cry just because I have a kid. When I first started doing it, that was very unnerving. Nothing made me want to throw a child back to the parent more when the kid's crying.
That's probably more traumatic for you than the kid.
Now I'm like, hey, he's crying. Here's your kid back. It's all good.
Fix him.
But I think the one sentence I have to go with, and I really thought about Tatum's favorite gift. Is ridiculous.
What is it?
All right, so we got her, you know, a Barbie dream house. We got her a Furby, a couple of other things. I mean, we went a little overboard. But of all the things that she was most excited about, well, I ended up recording her last night talking about her favorite gift. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Did you just draw me?
Oh, yeah. First, she was drawing. And so she's really big into drawing me right now because it's really easy. She just draws a circle and a couple eyes and a smile. And that's daddy.
Yep.
Because there's no hair needed.
Nailed it.
Okay.
What was your favorite Christmas gift?
Sharpener.
A pencil sharpener?
This pencil's not that sharp. What is it? It's a sharpener.
Guys, I'm not kidding you. We need to start like making more money so we can afford the amount of pencils that we are going through. She has been sharpening pencils for the last like 5 days.
That is
nonstop.
Awesome.
That's all she of all the things.
How simple.
And we got that because she has like a little desk for all of her art and stuff. So we're like, oh, we should get her a pencil sharpener. Not realizing that she has taken every single brand new pencil that she had, and they are now maybe an inch and a half long.
They're weapons.
Because she has sharpened them. She just goes until she can't go no more.
She's very prepared. I like that. I respect it.
All right, what about you? Describe your Christmas in one sentence.
I would say a house full of chaos, a glass full of wine, and a heart full of gratitude.
Oh, shut up. Are you applying for a Hallmark job?
You guys, we had people at our house for 9 days in a row. Some of them friends, some of them family.
Did you lose a bet?
No. I feel like we get the overflow traffic from family a lot of times. So we had so many kids at our house, and the biggest piece of chaos that happened while we had all these people at our house was on Christmas Day. We told the kids, like, go outside and don't come back for a while. Just go play.
Come back at dark.
Well, all these kids have seen Home Alone this year.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, my brother comes in and says, would you like to know what your kids are doing outside?
Oh, boy.
And I said, what are the kids doing outside? They found my brother's, like, container of engine oil or some sort of oil. And they dumped it down the stairs of Barrett's playhouse to booby trap the playhouse. So now Barrett's playhouse is covered in some sort of engine oil. And it reeks. I mean, when we walked out there to go, you know, parent finally after I don't know how long they were out there by themselves.
How many glasses of wine are we in at this point?
Well, I think at this point it was still mimosas. So probably at least three mimosas. But this is what happens when all of the parents just. So when I say the word chaos, I really would like to emphasize the word chaos.
See, I'm always the dad that's always like, we haven't seen our children in a while. Somebody should look, and it's usually me that's going around to see what kind of happenstance is happening.
Oh,
that's
good cool. times. All right.
You know what I want to get you for Christmas?
What is it?
I'm going to get you a lock for your front door. I feel like that's why you have so many visitors. Like, you do not know how to shut your door and just not let
that's
people in.
I need a barricade, you know?
A moat.
Gosh. Danny V, describe your Christmas in one sentence.
Lily is a teenager.
Not already.
I mean, she's really not. She's a preteen, but everything about this Christmas just reminded me that we are full mode into moody teenage years.
Really?
And like the magic of Christmas is just completely done in terms of all the little kid stuff.
Oh.
Zero toys happened. All makeup. It was moody teenager on Christmas morning. It was moody teenager pretty much the entire.
What was she moody about on Christmas morning?
Everything. She didn't want to go back to mom's. She was like mad that she didn't get certain things. We went to her cousin's house. She ignored them. She played on her phone the entire time in the corner.
But that's what I do on Christmas also.
I know. Honestly. But yeah, exactly. It's just it was not exciting anymore. And I was just like, man, we are in the preteen years.
To make you feel a little bit better about all that because you're like, no toys. At least you didn't have to stay up till 2 a.m. putting together things for your daughter.
Dude, I'm so excited. And honestly, you're big.
That was rough this Christmas Eve. for yours truly.
I hated it every single minute of that. But her big present came a few days after, which was a new iPhone. So at that point, I'm just like, where? She's a teenager, guys.
I've lost her. She's gone.
It's fine.
It's so funny. Up at 2 a.m, still putting, and so it's like midnight, and it's like, I'm like, just go to bed.
Yeah.
Just go to bed. Like, you don't need to be here. Like, this is on me. I'm the one who waited till the last minute. Like, this is my punishment. She's like, no, I feel bad going to bed. So what does she do? Proceeds to fall asleep on the floor as I'm putting together everything. I'm like, you could have just went to bed.
The Daily Mix Show.
Now we want to hear from you, and the number is 206-803-ROCK. We would love to have you describe your Christmas in one sentence. Did anything epic happen? Call 206-803-ROCK and describe your Christmas in one sentence. We're going to take those calls after Blue Oyster Cult.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We are getting all caught up after the holidays, so we would love for you to describe your Christmas to us in one sentence. Did anything epic happen? Of course we want to hear that. So call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Sean, you're in Tacoma this morning. Describe your Christmas in one sentence.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love the show. Glad you're back.
Thanks.
My Christmas, it was a kid's Christmas yet again. That's my sentence.
Well, I mean, what'd you want? Like strippers and like an open bar? I mean, that's what Christmas, that to me, Christmas has become awesome again because I get to enjoy it through the eyes of my kid.
Totally. And I have a 6-year-old nephew. And so, you know, all my siblings are grown up. But for him, Santa's real. And it was a good Christmas.
That being said, strippers in an open bar does sound like a really good Christmas.
I don't think Grandma would approve.
You never know.
Thanks, Sean. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call or text. And we would love for you to describe your Christmas to us in one sentence.
Oh, here's a good sentence. Got engaged, then immediately got food poisoning. Is that a sign?
Oh, no.
Yes, that your mom's a bad cook.
Oh, that's awful.
Have you ever had a Christmas where someone got engaged at Christmas?
My friend got engaged on Christmas this year.
Really?
Yes, not a family member, but a bestie.
So did they do it after, like, the eat or, like...
They did it in the morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Did they forget to buy a gift for their significant other? Like, F it, I guess I'll just propose?
No, but she was completely caught off guard. She had no idea he was planning to propose.
Did he wrap it, like, in a gift?
Yeah, and I think he had it on a, like, in a little ring box wrapped up and put it on the bed and said, I wonder if Santa came this morning or something along those lines.
He sure did.
He hated it. Ayo.
I think it'd be funny who am I to tell somebody how to do a proposal when mine was just so bad? But it would be funny to put it like in the stocking stuffers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like at the bottom underneath like a pair of socks or something like that. Oh, there's still one more thing in there.
Santa wants to marry you.
Bam.
206-803-ROCK. Jill, you're in Covington this morning. Describe your Christmas in one sentence.
Winter Wonderland. For Christmas in Leavenworth.
Oh, so how was Leavenworth? Because, I mean, they were dealing with all the floods and stuff. So,
oh, my gosh. they got it together right in time. We were so afraid, but we took the train. So luckily we didn't have to deal with roads. I booked the train last June, and we went with our adult children, our first time away from home. So it was amazing. 5 days in an Airbnb in the hills watching the snowfall.
And they had all the lights going in like the main part of Leavenworth?
Yes. Everything was up and running. We shuttled around with the Leavenworth shuttle, which is great. And had dinner, and you know, there weren't very many people there, so it was really amazing. Yeah.
Did you get to go see the reindeer at the reindeer farm, Jill?
Oh, yes, we did.
Yes.
We did.
That's the best.
I don't think I've ever seen the reindeer at the reindeer farm in Leavenworth. I've seen them.
You get to feed them, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they're great. It's wonderful. And like I said, it wasn't crazy busy, which we've heard in the past, unfortunately, but they're recovering. They got it all together, so.
No, I'm glad they did. I just assumed that this was just going to be like, you know, one of those years where they just weren't able to pull it off.
Yeah, so I mean,
the fact that they did is impressive.
In just a couple of weeks, that's crazy.
Somebody said, my sister brought her new boyfriend, and he was my ex's best friend.
Yeah.
It's better than just bringing your ex.
Yeah, that could have been a lot worse.
And I feel like a lot of us could relate to this as parents. Is spent $400 on gifts for my kid, and my kid's favorite gift was a Slinky.
We're a Slinky household, too. I can relate.
What was Barrett's favorite gift?
A 3D printed snake.
What?
A 3D printed snake. Not the bow and arrow from Santa. Not the giant brooder construction excavator. The 3D printed snake.
How much did that run you?
$20.
Isn't that crazy? Like, we're doing this wrong.
Well, we are.
I think we overthink these things.
Every year.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is a new year, Steve Miggs. And that means you're at a bunch of zeros for your Beat Miggs stats all
right.
The year.
Clean slate. I think 402 wins last year.
Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.